This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to the evening edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio right now is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So today we're going to talk about volcano tourism because there have been concerns raised following the deaths of at least 8 tourists due to the volcanic eruption in New Zealand. And questions are also being asked if tour companies and businesses are taking enough precautions to keep visitors safe.
Well, right, so the White Island volcano in New Zealand is a popular destination for visitors where tour groups do boat trips every day. So if you go on the White Island Tours website, it's promoted as one of the world's most accessible active volcanoes. So they also offer ocean cruises nearby, as well as guided tours depending on the volcanic alert level. But the concern right now is not just if they are taking precautions to keep visitors safe, but also whether or not tourists are aware of the risk they are taking. A CNN report also quoted geophysical and climate hazards experts saying it has similar seismic activity to Italy's Stromboli volcano, where a hiker was killed in July. Stromboli is, of course, a popular tourist destination as well. And 5 months later, in New Zealand, we have 8 people dead and 20 others receiving treatment in ICU as of today.
So the correlation they drew between both volcanoes is that the seismic activities are similar in the form of small blasts rather than major eruptions, which are still dangerous. However, chairman of White Island Tours, Paul Quinn, told CNN, based on information given by GNS, seismic activity was at level 2 on the morning of the event, meaning visitors could still be taken to the island.
Yes, Quinn also said his tour company operated within their guidelines and there was nothing to signal an eruption is going to happen. And there was another expert, Stephen Sherburn, a volcanologist from GNS Science. He monitors volcanic activity in New Zealand and he said there had been evidence of unrest in the volcano for weeks, but people still continued to visit the place and there was nothing unusual until this incident happened. Meanwhile, another geologist, Alan Clewlaw, who has been running a specialist tour operator, it's called Volcanic Experiences, for more than 20 years. And he said the White Island was the most dangerous volcano he's ever been to. And he was also quoted saying, one can never be totally safe when it comes to visiting an active volcano area. So the latest news we have today is that the military will be deployed to White Island tomorrow morning to retrieve the 8 bodies despite a serious risk of volcano erupting again.
I have had a fear of volcanoes ever since I was a kid. I don't know whether it's because of the documentaries or, you know, just the images that you see. And I get the appeal of wanting to visit volcanoes. They're amazing. But I think in the back of my head, there has always been this worry, right? That like, is there ever a point unless they're dormant? So answering my questions, along with any that you might have, tomorrow on the Daily Digest, that's happening at 2 o'clock. You can tune in for Volcanoes 101, where the Bigger Picture team will be talking about the destructive and life-creating properties of volcanoes with Malaysian geologist Professor Felix Tongkul from University of Malaysia Sabah, both about active and inactive volcanoes. So if you have any questions, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, that's the time. Now, moving on to stocks on Bursa Malaysia, shares in Valesto Energy Berhad were rising this morning. What's the update?
Yeah, so Valesto Energy counter rose in early trade after the company signed a $30 million contract from Mubadala Petroleum LLC, and their drilling contract is expected to commence in the second quarter of next year. And analysts are optimistic of Valesto's turnaround as most of its rigs are occupied with jobs until the first half of 2022. And over 39.7 million shares were traded today on the counter, and it closed up 36.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.